Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Bill Karstarfin, the president and CEO of FAR, a family company in North Carolina. Bill, how you doing?
Doing well, Kemp. I appreciate you thinking of us and having me on the call today.
Yeah, actually, you were in the news the other day. You've gone through a strategic rebranding process, and I want to get into that in just a minute. First off, just to familiarize our listeners with who FAR is, it's been a couple of years. I interviewed you last when FAR Yarns came together with Phoenix Carpet. So that's the two pieces of business that you have in the flooring business. But you also have a high-performance yarn business, and you're in the hospitality business, and also some land investments, right?
That's correct. You know, our company, FAR, what has been known for years as FAR Yarns, has been around since 1939. Mm-hmm. Over the years, we have always had a sales yarn business that focused on carpet and also on apparel. Today, our carpet yarn business is known as FAR Fibers and Yarns, and our old apparel business is known as FAR High Performance. Being a textile company in the South, we have always had a lot of property. We're very close to Charlotte, so over the last 30 or so years, we've been developing a lot of our property, taking advantage of the growth of Charlotte.
You know, I toured your facility a couple years ago, went over there to McAdamsville. One of your plants is right there on the river, which was where it was started a long time ago, and it was actually powered by the river back a long time ago, right?
That's correct. The original mill was built back in 1881, and actually the fellow that built the mill, his name was McCadden, but Mr. McCadden hired Thomas Edison in 1884 to put in a hydroelectric plant there to provide electricity.
All right, well, let's talk about this branding news. You announced last week that you're launching a new brand. Tell us a little bit about this brand, the strategy behind it, and how this differs from what the company was doing before.
Well, Kemp, you know, bringing Phoenix into FAR has certainly changed the way we think about marketing. Prior to Phoenix, we really preferred a low profile. My father used to say, if you don't know who has the ball, you don't get hit as much.
Uh-huh.
And that mentality worked for a long time. But with Phoenix in the mix, we felt very strongly that we needed to let our floor covering customers know that Phoenix was part of a larger, very healthy, diverse company, and that Phoenix wasn't just a startup. It was part of an organization with a long, successful history in the carpet business. We then also realized our customers from our other business units would see value as well in the strong, diverse foundation that FAR had built over the past 78 years. And I think very importantly, too, we've also learned that having a good marketing program that projects who we truly are and where we're headed builds morale internally and helps us attract great new employees that are the right fit for the company.
And is there a new look to this?
Well, there is a new logo. It's very different from our old one, and there were several grounding principles used to help us develop the new look. And first and foremost, we wanted to be sure our company values family, innovative, responsive, strong relationships, and trustworthy were evident in the new logo. The process led us to a place where the new logo appears more modern and approachable. It's bold yet understated, and it's innovative yet respectful of our tradition and history. Kemp, the P in the FAR logo is rooted in a plus symbol.
Uh-huh.
Our intention with this is to allude to the way we innovate with our team and collaborate with our customers. It's the way we all work together to add value to everything we do. And the tagline, a family of companies, nods to us being a family-owned company as well as a company that values family and treats one another. And I'm very happy we were able to use the word family in the logo because it's been a key part of the FAR culture since the beginning.
Now, when people talk about Phoenix Flooring, will it say down there below it, will it say a FAR company?
Yes. Each individual business, whether it's Phoenix Flooring or FAR Fibers and Yarn, below will say a FAR family company.
Well, listen, you do have, as we talked earlier, you have of your five businesses, two are focused in flooring. Tell us how those businesses are doing.
Well, Kemp, both Phoenix Flooring and FAR Fibers and Yarns are enjoying another very good year. We have actually been experiencing growth rates we haven't seen in a long time, and so we're expanding our capacity as we speak, putting in additional state-of-the-art yarn processing and tufting equipment to hopefully get us back ahead of the curve. I'll say that meeting the demand that we've been experiencing over the last several months has been a challenge, but we are executing and meeting those challenges.
You know, that's good to hear because, you know, if you start reading the headlines in the business and you start hearing about hard surface taking over soft surface, it's good to hear that there are companies out there that are primarily focused in the soft surface business that are growing.
Well, you know, that is a concern of ours, watching hard surface take more share. But we're very bullish on our nylon and polyester solution dyed residential cut pile carpet business. Our orders and projections for the next several months are very strong.
Okay. You know, I was talking to Dan Frierson after he made this announcement that he was buying the yarn assets on the West Coast of Royalty, and he was talking about how the yarn processing function in the flooring business is a little bit of a bottleneck. Tell us why that is.
Well, Kemp, I agree with that. I think, you know, over the last several years, we've seen denures decrease, yarns getting finer. We've also seen a lot of growth in polyester. With polyester BCF, you have to input more twist, and that reduces production. So with finer denures and more polyester, the capacity that's out there has gotten tight.
So what is the parent company doing to ensure continued growth for both FAR and for Phoenix in the future?
Well, Kemp, and I know you're very aware of this. Our industry requires a lot of reinvestment every
right.
year. You know, it's investments not only in equipment, but it's also in people and in technology.
Mm-hmm.
And as I mentioned, we continue to add state-of-the-art equipment, and we continue to hire great people to add to our team,
mm-hmm.
as well as invest in new technology to help manage the complexity of our business. Fortunately, we're blessed with plenty of manufacturing space, and we've got the ability to expand our footprint in each of our locations in North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia. And we are currently adding equipment in all facilities, and we're studying a building expansion at our Dalton facility. Just add that, you know, situations like this are a great example of why FAR's diversity is an asset. Even during the Great Recession, we
right.
were spending tens of millions of dollars on new extrusion and yarn processing. And we were able to do this because our other businesses were doing well and could provide the necessary funding to invest in our fiber and yarn business so that when that business came back, we'd be in a competitive position. I'll add that, you know, at this time, we're very pleased to report all five businesses are performing well, but we've been around a long time, and we know lean times do occur,
yeah.
and when they do, we'll be prepared.
Economies do run in cycles. Okay, Bill, it's great to talk to you, and thanks for giving us an update on this branding effort of the parent company for FAR. Again, been talking to Bill Karstafen, the president and CEO of FAR, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.